Today, I want to talk about gratefulness. And the reason why I want to talk about it is because I think we're doing it wrong. Let me explain what I mean by that. Somewhere along the way, there has been this confusion that the reason why we don't get the things that we want or the things that we need or the things that we care about has something to do with not being grateful enough. Now, I don't think it was Oprah's intention or the very many other motivational, inspirational people who talk about gratefulness to kind of have people believe that in order to get what you want, you need to be more grateful. But that is exactly what has been interpreted. A gratefulness journal or a, you know, gratitude journal or a thankfulness journal, all of these things seem to imply that if you commit to being more of that, that somehow then you will get all these other things that you want. So I'm here to say there is no quid pro quo, right? That's not how it works. There's quite a few reasons why I actually do believe this. One of them is I've been writing a journal since I was like 12 years old. And part of my journal always begins and ends with the things that I am grateful for. But it's not because it was ever an intentional thing about it being, I need to be more grateful. It was just me thinking about all the ways I can stay as positive as possible, no matter what my circumstance is. And I can tell you, I still don't have the things and the goals and the dreams that I want either. So to me, it's just basic logic. I also think it's kind of a weird thing to say I want to be grateful. And the reason why I'm going to be grateful is so that then I can get something else. It kind of takes away from the being grateful kind of thing. You know what I mean? So look, it. The answer to two different things are this. Being grateful is something that we should just be in general. I feel we lack a lot of things in our society today that I thought growing up was something we had to do. So, you know, having manners and being considerate and being thoughtful and yes, being grateful for what you have, I think are part of being a good and decent human being. Wanting things, wanting more things, whether it be material or goals or whatever, is not a bad thing. It's part of who we are as humans. It's what makes us different from other species, right? We are not content every single day with just existing. The reason why we have these tremendous and amazing things that happen in technology and, you know, medicine and whatever, all of these things is because the human spirit is so all about trying to get to the next thing, right? That's what we do as human beings. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person because you want to have a bigger house. You know, if you live in a studio apartment and your dream is to have a 3-bedroom house, there's nothing wrong with wanting that goal. If you're an artist and you want to be a successful artist who makes money being an artist, there's nothing wrong with that. Like this idea that wanting your dreams to come true is some sort of bad thing is not what's supposed to be happening with human beings, right? What people mean to do is talk about the excessiveness. And sometimes we misinterpret people really wanting what they want as being excessive. Look, I have always wanted certain things in my life and they still haven't come true. I've had a very good and decent life and I'm acting like I'm dying or something. I'm not. But the truth of the matter is I still have goals. And every time I accomplish one goal, I want to go to the next goal, right? I want to see how far I can go and be and do. Now, am I someone who wants so much excessiveness in spite of who it hurts? Like, I'm not somebody who is okay with having so much stuff when my neighbor has nothing. You know, and that doesn't make me a goody two shoes or anything like that, but it does make me considerate and aware of people around me. That's the point. I think that when we turn around and we start doing this kind of quid pro quo thing, we start kind of deteriorating what it means to be grateful. You can't be grateful because you want to get stuffage. The reason why you should practice gratitude and the reason why you should practice being thankful and considerate is because it makes you a good and decent human being and because it puts things in perspective. Sure, I don't actually have a 3-bedroom house in Santa Barbara or whatever, but I do have a roof over my head and I am okay. So I don't have to have such angst about not having what I ultimately want, because at the end of the day, I do have the basics. Now, that doesn't mean that because I'm practicing gratitude, then tomorrow or in 2 days or in a year, I'm going to get that house in Santa Barbara. You know, the way in which we get the things that we want in life, the way in which we actually get what we want is, and I hate to spoil this. I know it's really, really hard to understand this, and we want it to be so much easier, but it's not. Perseverance, hard work. Perseverance, hard work, perseverance, hard work. And like, I'm at the point right now where I'm like, I'm so tired. I can't do no more hard work, you know? And yet I have to get up every day and try again anyways. Like, I'm doing this podcast right now in order to keep convincing myself and understanding for myself that I still have to keep doing the hard work. I still have to keep moving forward. I have to keep pushing on because I do want the things that I want. It's not a 3-bedroom house in Santa Barbara either, though I wouldn't throw that away if it was given to me, let me just tell you. But this is my point. Stop thinking that being grateful and having gratitude and being thankful for the things that you have is some sort of, or supposed to be some sort of gateway to getting all the things that you want. That is not what was the intention of teaching people to be more grateful or reminding people to be more thankful. Find a way to be okay with where you're at today, even when it's really, really bad. Like, I just got my rent, just got raised by like $200 per month. That's a lot of money, you know? And for me, I could be really mad and angry and upset about it, but I can also just try to be thankful and grateful that I will figure out a way to pay it. You know, like I'm going to figure it out. It's not going to be easy, but I'm going to do it. And here's what I was grateful for, that I can try to figure it out, that I'm not going to have to actually move, that I'm not actually going to have to ask if I can stay with a friend, right? So I know that's like kind of really weird, because it's always like trying to see, you know, the loveliness, even though it's kind of ugliness underneath, right? But that's what we have to kind of keep doing. That's the part for me that's about perseverance. That's the part for me that's about pushing through, right? Winston Churchill, I can't believe I'm quoting him again. I think this is like the fifth time on this podcast. But Winston Churchill once said, if you're going through hell, keep going. And I truly believe that we can actually choose to either just sit at the bottom of the hole that we're in, you know, sit in that struggle and sadness. Sometimes we have to for a few minutes. Sometimes that's exactly what we have to do. But then we have to find our way out. And sometimes it means climbing out of that hole little by little, struggle by struggle, to get up back on top and walking forward on our pathway, right? Choosing to stay in hell, maybe sometimes we have to for a minute or whatever, but eventually we have to find our way out and through to the other side. That's why I love that quote. So I want you to be grateful today for what you have, for who you are, for the things that are wonderful about your life today, even if you feel like they're so minimal, not because it means you're going to get what you've been asking for or needing or whatever, but because it will help bring you to a more positive place. And that's what happens when we are grateful. That is what happens when we are thankful. We can turn around and understand, like, you know what? I still want all of that other stuff. I still want to believe that everything can happen because I'm going to keep persevering and I'm going to keep working hard and I'm going to keep going for what I know I deserve and want. But I'm happy. I'm happy right now because I've got A, B, C, and D, and I've got the ability to keep persevering and moving on. Hey, if you're interested in starting a podcast, check out buzzsprout.com. As many of you know, I do not promote things I do not use or believe in. So the link is in my bio. If you do use them, I do get a small percentage. They are an affiliate. So check them out when you have a moment. Thanks for stopping by All About the Joy. be better and stay beautiful, folks. Have a sweet day.